Brian.
Hi, how are you going? Hello, Ruben.
Yes, come in, sit down.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
It's been a few weeks since I last saw you, and I remember when I last saw you, you were a bit, down, I sent you off to the HIV.
Yes, I went off to that support group. That was really, really good. Met some new people and got out of the house. And a lot happier since.
So. Yeah, oh, good. So that was helpful.
Yeah.
And you were trying to cut down your smoking, and we had that smoking diary.
So that was really useful. And I've cut down a little bit, not as much as I'd like. Sort of from about 20 down to about 15.
That's good. I mean, it's pretty.
I've got a new girlfriend, seeing Sue. She's here today.
Yeah.
She's a non-smoker, so that really helps.
That's nice. I'll look forward to meeting Sue.
Okay.
With the smoking, what have you been trying to do to actually quit the cigarettes?
I don't know. I don't really have any strategies, so if there's anything that can sort of help with that.
Yeah. Okay, well, probably there's actually there's a thing called nicotine replacement therapy. I'm not sure if I heard of it. It's a thing with the patches.
Like patches and gum and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. And that's pretty helpful.
Okay.
And also counselling. I can refer you to a counsellor and they'll be able to help you work out a good program.
Yep, that'd be great.
And we've had a lot of success with that, actually. Because I know it's hard. People with HIV do generally smoke a lot more than other people, and it's a lot more difficult, but it really is worth giving up because of the connections
sometimes
with HIV.
You just wonder if it's worth trying or if it's worth,
it's definitely worth trying because the two exacerbate each other, so the smoking and the HIV, it's not a good combination. It's something which you just have to remember that giving up smoking nearly always takes multiple tries, but it's always good to keep trying.
We're always
here to support you.
Cool.
So I'll refer you to the counsellor.
Yep.
And if you want, that'd be good. If you want to go get Sue now, and I'll have a chat with her.
All right. Thank you.
When you bring her in, if you could just wait in the waiting room.
Yep.
And we'll call you in and start just a private conversation with her first.
Yep. Yeah. No worries. No.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
Hi, I'm Sue.
Hey, Sue. How's it going?
Good.
So Sue, you had a few questions. You were a bit worried about stuff.
Yeah. So I know that Brian's got HIV, and I don't really know that much about HIV, and we've kissed, and I'm a bit worried that I might have it now.
Yeah. Well, you can't get HIV through kissing. Saliva doesn't carry the virus.
Yep.
So you don't need to worry on that account.
Yep.
It's exchanged through the blood and through sperm. So, unless you've had sex, you should be okay.
Yep.
So, if you want to, we can just still do the baseline and just get you checked out.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay. All right. I'll start off with the vital signs. If that's all right.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Before I take your blood pressure, have you had any coffee or any?
Not today.
Caffeinated drinks or. Pulse, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's check out this clock here. That's off camera, I hope. Okay, that's good. That's fine. Thank you, Sue.
Lovely. No worries.
All right. Now, great. Now, Sue, I just need to ask you a few questions about your sexual history. I talked to all my patients about this.
Yep.
Your sexual history is really important because it's your health, and we need to know what's going on now. It's very personal information, but everything we're going to discuss in this room stays in this room. It's confidential.
Okay.
And you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but...
No, that's fine.
It's
I'm
okay
with that, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, so, I've got a few questions here. So, have you ever been pregnant?
No. No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm on the pill, so... Yeah.
Okay, and have you thought about having babies in the future, or...?
Yeah, definitely. That's something that I would like to discuss further down the track.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if it's possible, and, yeah.
Yeah, well, that it is something, you know, you can if it's reference to Brian, that's something that we can talk about,
Yep.
And it is possible.
Yeah.
Now, have you had any sexually transmitted diseases in the past that you know of?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. And when you're practicing sex, what sort of prevention or protection do you use to prevent STDs or to avoid pregnancy?
Always use condoms, yeah.
Okay, I should take some notes here.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 6 months or so, how many partners have you had?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just said sexual partners. And the practices you and your partners, have they been anal, vaginal, oral?
Just vaginal.
Just vaginal. Vaginal,
yeah.
Sex. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, look, I'll tell you what. I'll refer you to the pathology, and we'll get some blood tests for you. And when did you last have a pap smear?
About 4 years ago, yeah.
Okay, 4 years old. We'll book you in for another one of those ones.
Yep, no worries.
Cool, okay. I think that about covers it. If you want to just go grab Brian,
yep.
And we can just talk about safe sex.
No worries. Come on in, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Thank you. How you doing?
Cool.
Okay, so yeah, I just wanted to get you two together just to talk about safe sex, because this is important.
Yep.
You need to practice safe sex.
Yep.
Brian, you'll need to use a condom.
Okay.
For oral sex or vaginal sex, anything. So, HIV is passed on through the blood and through semen. So
right.
that's something you need to watch. So if Brian cuts himself in the kitchen, say you want Brian
don't
to clean that
him.
Up.
Yeah.
And if you do want to help him, wear some
gloves.
Clean your hands. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So really, that's the main thing. I've got some information here, which should be helpful. So here's some more stuff about the.
Okay.
Replacement therapy. I've made the referral for you. That's
great.
Private information, though, I suppose.
Okay.
Yep.
And here's some information about HIV.
And I have a few condoms for you.
There you go. What's these?
Cool. Thank you.
Just, here you go.
Yeah.
Take them, Brian.
Not coming in.
Lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Have fun.
Cheers.
See you later.
Thanks.